This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get at it here. Time for us to get to work on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Thank you for joining us. Every week at this time, we're joined by Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com. You'll find that Talkers, for years and years, acclaimed to be the Bible of the talk radio industry and the talk media in general. Michael has done a fabulous job over the years putting together information. It's been his passion. He's very good. He's had involvement in several different trade publications over the years, learned how to do it, and has applied his skills to the talk radio world. So each week we have a rundown of what he and his staff have found out, assessing what's being discussed on news talk radio stations and programs and hosts that really know what they're talking about. I guess I'm going to cross my fingers and say to you, Michael, I hope they know what they're talking about anyway. I know you know what you're talking about. Sometimes we wonder whether some of these guys, and there's that whole business about whether we, you've always said there's a different sort of, we want people to tell the truth and to use facts, but there are all kinds of ways of twisting and turning those around to make them entertaining, right?
No. I don't think one should entertain by distorting truth. I mean, this, you know, you're kidding around a little bit, but you're jumping right into a major point that anybody in the media deals with. And I think it's one of the burning issues of our time is what is the obligation of media, you know, presenters, of reporters, journalists, talk show hosts, commentators, pundits, people who talk about public policy and the news for a living, what is their responsibility to tell the truth? Public officials versus fudging a little bit for the sake of either getting votes or getting ratings.
And I think that there are a lot of people who are in our business who take liberties in order to be what they think is entertaining. They stretch things, say things, spread things, the whole business about fake news and where it comes from. I mean, we've had this conversation a number of times. I don't think when I'm listening to somebody, I don't know that I expect them. Maybe it's because I'm too close to the inner workings. I really don't. I think there are a lot of people who are on the air, frankly. It isn't that they are telling that they're lying, but they stretch the truth. So they turn things around for their own. I mean, Alex Jones is an example that I would come up with, but I think you can apply it to Rush Limbaugh. You can apply it to Glenn Beck. You can apply it to any number of people who take things. And in my experience, anyway, you may disagree with me, they twist things around to make the story better.
Or they twist things around to make a point, you know, and to win the debate.
Yeah.
It may not even make it better. But I'm not here to cast, you know, accusations against anybody being truthful or not.
No.
However, in a marketplace of ideas such as talk radio, protected by the First Amendment, let's say that the listener should be very, very aware, educated, and discriminate, and I don't mean it in the negative sense, in making up their own minds as to what they believe is truth and what they believe is exaggeration, hyperbole, or downright lies.
Yeah.
And that's the responsibility that comes with being a voter and being a member of this type of a society. It's much easier to live in a society, you know, run by a king or a dictator, where, you know, the smartest thing
not
you can
messy.
Do is keep your mouth shut.
I know. This is messy, you know, this stuff.
You know, this is messy.
Messy.
Freedom of speech is messy. Democracy's messy, and now we're messing around. We're at a messy time.
Yeah.
But hopefully we'll come out of it with a lot of lessons learned, and we'll recalibrate our collective understanding of this concept. Sometimes, you know, when the generations go by and people don't have the right education or experience from generation to generation, a society can forget how to be civically responsible and maintain a mature, honest approach to, you know, the population governing, to the people having a say. So this is a crossroads, and it's very interesting, but I wouldn't just flip off a casual remark about the importance of truth when it comes to any kind of public communication. I mean, I think we're obligated to tell the truth to the person over the backyard fence. I think we're obligated to tell the truth to our children. And if we don't know the truth, we're obligated to try to learn the truth. Don't just come up with an easy answer because it's convenient or it makes you feel good. Being a human being is a challenging process. And if you want to do it well...
To the stories.
We're not. I'm not going to stop talking.
No, I don't want you to. I was just going to throw something else into this. The whole business of Trump accusing Obama of spying on him, whether it was that was a fact, but in fact, the government says that Trump Tower was wired and rigged for sound. And whether Obama was behind it or not, it still happened. So those people who said Trump was full of old shoes weren't right. I mean, he may be full of old shoes sometimes, but to discount everything, there are some, as you know, outlets that discount, and some people discount everything Trump says. I'm not here to apologize for them. They used to do that with Obama. They do it with all of these people. And yet, oftentimes, what is said is not true. Would you agree with that?
No, not really. I think that the spirit of an administration and the spirit of any public figure is what makes their credibility. And when the amount of untruths and the amount of lies so outweigh the truth or just objective statements, then you're the boy who cries wolf, and people will think everything you say is a lie. And that's why, back to what we said last week, it's extremely important that Trump gets his act together and gets control over the precision of his words. Presidents of the United States must be measured and precise because their words have consequences. And a case could be made that we're all wiretapped, that in today's society every building is wired, every piece of equipment that's part of the Internet of Things can spy on you. We're under government surveillance, there are satellites looking at everything. So, yes, in the larger sense, the Trump Tower was being surveilled, but to specifically say that Obama wiretapped him, which is accusing the prior president of a felony, I think that's pretty serious stuff.
Okay. So then let's, and this is where you and I are usually on the same page. This is a process of sort of focusing on what we're doing in the News Talk Radio world. It is because of these things, however, that so much attention is wrought on Mr. Trump, and that seems to be good for our business at the moment. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, in a way. But if the country goes down the drain, I don't know what good it'll be to be in a good business in it. Mm-hmm. So even that, I believe, is something that people who say, well, it's good for our business, you know, if it bleeds, it leads, and all of that, I think we have some soul-searching to do. Now, please don't interpret what I'm saying as being anti-Trump. I'm anti-any politician. I take an anti-political stance. That's I was just as critical of Obama and Clinton. It doesn't matter party, left, right to me. Anybody with power over life and death of our citizens is somebody that should be held to very high standards and scrutiny. So, you know, I know I'm going to get a little, oh, you're anti. No, I'm not anti-Trump. I'm not anti anybody other than the basic premise that the President of the United States has the power of life and death over people and has a tremendous influence on the culture of the times. And therefore, they should be looked at very carefully. And look at the history of our presidencies. We have had many more lousy presidents who lied, made mistakes, misled the public, engaged in scandalous activity, one after the other after the other. Why should we assume that this one is going to be any different? The actual presidency itself no longer has the credibility it used to have. Trump has an opportunity to rectify that, and he should take it.
All right. That's very interesting and quite on the money. Good. Thank you for that. That's a good overview. We get to the stories and the list of the top 10 people, according to the research at Talkers Magazine, with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers, right after these words.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you save with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium. Excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and getting a traditional bank loan can be a hassle. Now there's another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate. Your loan through Avant could be approved in minutes. Now get a $50 Amazon gift card from Avant when your first installment is made on time. Check your rates risk-free. Go to Avant.com and enter promo code 9090 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 9090. Loans are made by WebBank. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for detail.
All right, 18 half the hour, Michael Harrison. Let's divide up the charts. Let's, as we have a couple of minutes here, go through the stories, the top 10 items, according to the research at Talkers Magazine, that we will spend some time on as we go through the remainder of the hour. Michael?
All right, let's go quickly. At number 10, we have March Madness. Number 9, also sports-related, Tom Brady's jerseys were recovered. At number 8, the Chicago Facebook gang rape. At number 7, Putin's critic was assassinated. At number 6, the Maryland High School rape case. At number 5, the London terror attack. The Manafort Russia investigation at number 4. Number 3, we have Trump wiretapping allegations. At number 2, Gorsuch confirmation hearings. And number 1, the GOP health care bill. That's a big story.
It is. Big storm. We have time for the people list, too, if you want to go through it.
Okay. We have at number 10, quarterback Tom Brady. We have at number 9, Denise Voronkov. We have Sean Spicer at number 8, daytime TV star. At number 7, Paul Ryan. Number 6, number six, Vladimir Putin.
Speaking of a daytime TV star, yes.
He is. Sean Spicer is a daytime TV star now.
Yeah,
Devin Nunes at 5, Paul Manafort at 4, Barack Obama at 3, very active former president in terms of conversation on the radio. Number 2, Neil Gorsuch, and Donald Trump is number 1.
Yes, it's his fault. And that could be, depending on who you're listening to, it could be Donald Trump or it could be Barack Obama. As the, The Days of Our Lives, that soap opera, As the Wheel Turns, etc. Because it is kind of like a soap opera, in a manner of speaking, I think.
But definitely. Barack Obama doesn't seem to want to go away. I think that first of all, he's very young. They're messing with his big cornerstone achievement, the Obamacare. And he has a lot of people in this country like him.
He's writing a book.
Maybe
he's got a little fodder.
Maybe he should run for Senate. Could you imagine that?
His wife in Illinois, that'd be a thing, wouldn't it? You're listening to a review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen at 21 after the hour.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's make it 23 and change after the hour. This week's overview, as usual, at this moment, we're talking about Talk, the news talk radio world, the research done by Talkers Magazine under the auspices of Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher. He and I'm Doug Steffen, get together every week for an hour to talk about these stories and things that are related to the stories. We did the people list. We did the stories. At number 10, March Madness. I know you're a big sports fan. I think you're a bigger football fan than you are a basketball fan. But what I found fascinating this week, remember when March Madness started a little before, everybody talking about the brackets, and Warren Buffett said he'd pay $100,000 to the first person who got brackets that won? I don't even know how you do this, frankly. But there's somebody who got a call named Dwayne Johnson. Now, we're not talking about
The Rock. Rock.
No. This is a fellow who lives in South Carolina. He works in a steel factory. He was sitting on his couch. Warren Buffett called to tell him, called him personally, with 31 out of 32 correct predictions in his Madness, March Madness bracket, he would be getting a check for $100,000.
How cool.
How about that? And by the way, if he had called South Carolina's victory over Marquette, he would have been given $1 million because that's what Warren Buffett said he was going to do. If he had all but the, it's like 130 million jillion to one chance.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously it's difficult to do. I mean, that's why it's so much fun. I'm a big basketball fan, but I'm not a college basketball fan, so I don't follow it, and I know a passing amount about it because it's in the news, but I really don't do it. I never engage in that kind of stuff. I've never made a sports bet in my life. I mean, I'm kind of embarrassed to say that because I'm not a goody two-shoes, but I just haven't done it. I'm a great believer that betting on sports is a true gamble because the human element in sports can make it go any which way, and that's why it's so hard to come up with correct brackets in March Madness, especially college sports when these are not, you know, athletes that have been around for many years and a lot of experience. You don't know what's going to happen.
Right. So this fellow works. The offer went out to all the employees of Berkshire Hathaway. about 100,000 employees in the various companies that are owned by Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway. So this fellow got $5,000 from his employer and then $100,000 from Buffett himself. He makes $21 an hour as a welder at the company. The Berkshire Hathaway people bought the company for $32 billion a couple of years ago. And the manager, though, interestingly enough, the manager of the plant said that he apparently told people not to be spending time at work on this. And so unless he can get Warren Buffett to change, this guy is up for being fired because he didn't do what the boss. I would think that's another fascinating conversation or part of this conversation. How many people at your office, Michael, or in mine or elsewhere, spend time while they're at work fussing around with this kind of stuff?
I don't think many people in my operation do that. They're more interested. Well, there's so much work to do. There's no time for anything. There's no downtime in any of the businesses that I'm involved in. And I think more and more, if you look around the country at office-y type businesses, people are multitasking. People have tough jobs. I think the days of the water cooler and sitting at your desk playing crossword puzzles are over.
I think in some circumstances you're 100% correct. I think in others there are a lot of people wasting a lot of time. I saw a survey last week or the week before. The average 8-hour employee is lucky to work 6 hours productively. They waste time, especially if they smoke. They get these breaks. I think there's something that ought to go to court on that. If you don't smoke, you get screwed because you got to work more than the people who smoke. We ought to talk about that. 28 past the hour here on this week's Countdown Show.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town, and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow. Now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Evensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples, your office away from home.
Using Groupon, you can save a ton of money on what you do every day, like painting classes, concerts, escape room games, and more. Now, it's not literally a ton of money. That would be 2,000 pounds of money. It's more like saving up to $100 a week. Going bowling? Check Groupon. Taking the kids to the trampoline place? Check Groupon. Headed to museums, water slides, and tons of other nearby things to do? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Now's your chance to get unbeatable deals on more than 40 million square feet of beautiful top quality floors, like 5-inch wide prefinished gunstock oak for just $149, and more than 230 other styles of prefinished hardwood up to 26% off. 55 styles of North American and European laminate up to 28% off. Get 10% off distressed Virginia Millworks hardwood and all Avella wood look tile, plus more from 59 cents and special financing. The end of quarter clearance sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Now's your chance to get unbeatable deals on more than 40 million square feet of beautiful top quality floors, like 5-inch wide prefinished gunstock oak for just $149, and more than 230 other styles of prefinished hardwood up to 26% off. 55 styles of North American and European laminate up to 28% off. Get 10% off distressed Virginia Millworks hardwood and all Avella wood look tile, plus more from 59 cents and special financing. The end of quarter clearance sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
After the hour now, as our focus on reality in terms of News Talk Radio World is in the main pew of our study of talk radio. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here to go through the list of people, the stories behind the scenes. There's a lot of people who think we are stimulating. You've heard that slogan, Michael. More stimulating talk radio, and it's good for your brain. Exercise for your brain. You think that is really true? Are we really that good?
Well, we? Who are you talking about? I mean, some are good and some are pretty bad. I think there is no we. It's not a monolith. It's not one organization. There are thousands of talk show hosts in the country. It's a large institution. It's a process. And I think that generally, collectively, it's very stimulating. And, of course, information, conversation, up and back, debate, investigation, these are great for the brain. So by and large, I think it's a wonderful institution. I mean, I devote my life to working within it, and I think it's a great expression of free speech. But I don't think that it necessarily is, across the board good. I mean, there are some talk show hosts that I think are incompetent, and some I think are brilliant.
Yeah.
That's my personal opinion. No, it's not my place to do that.
No, it isn't. It's your place to tell us what's going on in the world and to give us your thoughts, because this is about you and your thoughts and what's going on. I noticed, though, with interest, remember, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 months ago, we talked about the former governor of Connecticut, who was a talk show host on WTIC, and he got arrested for, and I think he went to jail, actually, went on trial and was found guilty, didn't he?
Roland, Governor Roland.
And he was using the talk program that he was doing on TIC as a way to endorse candidates and get paid to do it. So that was bad. Now I see that there's a fellow in Denver named Steve Curtis who's been charged with voter fraud. He was a politician, and then but I wasn't sure whether he stayed, and I'm reading the story on Talkers Now, whether he was on the air running for office or whether he had already been.
From what I understand, he engaged in voter fraud, and he was at one time a critic of voter fraud. And he was a Republican chairman of a local committee or whatever, you know, is in that area, and said that most incidences of voter fraud are perpetrated by Democrats. And here he has now been accused of engaging in voter fraud personally. I think he voted twice. I think he voted for his wife and himself. And then when she called to find out her status as a voter, they told her she already voted. I don't have any more information. That's it. He stole his wife's vote, from what I understand.
Oh, my God.
But I don't have more information about that, so I just want to disclaim that this is just, you know, I know as much as you do.
Yeah. Oh, it's kind of interesting. Some of these people are really characters. But it is very interesting. It sort of reminds me, and it seems to happen more. I take exception because the news media often will take people from the right and try to bedevil them, even though on circumstances like this, they deserve it. I remember a couple of Republican congressmen who were family value sorts, who were having affairs, and they got outed, you know, all of that sort of stuff. Which, going back to what we were talking about in the last half hour, what is entertaining is corruption very entertaining. And, yeah, if you're caught, it is. Yeah.
Well, also there's a ratio of how severe it is based upon what kind of a moralist you are. If you're just a professional wrestler or a guy out there whose business is not based on preaching morals, and they find out you're cheating on your wife or you did something fraudulent, it's not the same as being a family values, you know, Christian values kind of a stand-up guy, and they find you, you know, anti-gay, anti-everything, and then they find, you know, you're playing footsies with somebody between the stalls and the toilet, or you're having an affair with an intern, then it's really bad. And what I have found in my life is, you know, beware the moralist. A lot of the people that are the moralists are the ones that you got to keep your eye on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. People who are there's a certain amount of indignancy that goes along.
Righteous indignation.
Righteous indignation. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, I can't believe they did that. And they're doing something that you do yourself. And that comes under the category of it takes one to know one. And if this were a psychology show, we'd be talking about self-hate, self-loathing, that we hate in others what we see in ourselves, and or things about ourselves that we see in others. And that's why many people who are homophobic are actually gay. They hate that they're gay, they're in the closet, and they take it out on others that are openly gay.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. I'm interested in your take on something that came out. Pretty much with this program, we play it down the middle and we're on the straight and narrow. And it's usually the issues that we talk about. I have made it a policy not to, on my program, the Monday through Friday program, engage in conversations about what is the number 8 issue this week, the Chicago Facebook gang rape, and the number 6 item this week on the countdown, the high school rape case in Maryland. I just won't talk about that. I refuse to talk about them, because I don't think there's anything that comes out of it that's good, helpful, positive. So, besides, there's some part of me in the back of my head who thinks when people hear that, it gives them ideas. Maybe the same thing could be said for what goes on. If somebody's got a gun and they go shoot somebody, they saw it on television, they heard it discussed on the radio, whatever it is. I don't know that I... You've got to give me a specific example. But in these two specific cases, I don't talk about those things. I don't want to. I don't think I need to. What do you think?
Well, I think if you don't think you need to, then you don't need to. I don't think anybody needs to talk about any one topic. I mean, there are a lot of topics out there. As long as what you do talk about, you bring to the table some information and some new angles on it, that's what's important. You know, talk about what you know. But you're bringing up as an interesting conundrum that people in the media face. You want to cover the news. You don't want to put it under, you know, you don't want to put your head in the sand. You don't want to sweep things under the carpet, because there is the fear that it could create what's called copycat murders or copycat criminals, and give people ideas. On the other hand, you don't want to quell free speech and the dissemination of important information for that fear. So you got to walk a line between what's appropriate or not. I mean, the major example of that is, are we increasing the incidence of terrorism by covering terrorism?
Great question.
Yeah. You know, and there, that's it in its magnitude, and you know, in the biggest case of it, of that question.
All right, I think the most important thing of the week that we haven't talked about yet is that Emma Thompson has gone public with the time Donald Trump asked her out on a date. That would be, it seemed to me, to maybe you could fit it in. Maybe it could be 1A between 1 and 2. The health care bill is 1, and the Gorsuch confirmation is 2. Maybe 1A. Could be Emma Thompson's declaration that Donald Trump thought she was attractive and invited her out. What do you think?
I think it's major news. I think that this is the type of thing that keeps me up at night.
What does your wife say about that?
He asked her out on a date, but we don't talk about it.
She's very attractive. I can understand that.
It was a horrible situation.
Right.
Trump and I fought hand and tooth, tooth and nail, whatever, over her, and I won.
Good for you, Michael. Congratulations.
Yeah, I wrested her from his evil clutches, from his little hands.
All right. Are they little? We'll have to investigate that.
How about holding hands with the Prime Minister of Britain? That was big news, too.
Well, he didn't. Well, the big news, one of the big stories was last week, the news media speculated he didn't shake Angela Merkel's hand. And, in fact, as soon as that happened, there were three pictures produced showing him shaking her hand. That's back to the fake news, real news, who do you trust kind of things. Because people, it's the story of his daughter sitting at a fashion show, and the picture was taken of her when there was nobody sitting next to her, and the news media caption was, "Nobody wants to sit next to Trump's daughter," when in fact that wasn't true at all.
Right, that kind of stuff is insane.
Yeah,
it's absolutely insane. Yeah.
All right, we'll pause for a moment here. We're working on the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio, the Hot Hits in Talk Radio, Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, at 44 past the hour.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Tasty Lee tomatoes. For health, flavor, and freshness, try new Tasty Lee tomatoes. They are vine-ripened with up to 50% more lycopene than other brands. And they are certified by the American Heart Association as a heart-healthy check-marked food. For a healthy, happy life, try sweet, juicy, garden-fresh Tasty Lee tomatoes.
Time for some great basketball games. And great games need great snacks. Try Tasty Lee tomatoes for a healthy and delicious snack for your armchair athletes. How about a tasty cheese panini or a classic Tasty Club? Your family will love them. For lots of healthy recipes and more fresh ways to go, visit TastyLee.com.
Tasty Lee tomatoes. Ask for them by name at your favorite grocery store.
There's more fresh ways to go. Try Tasty Lee tomatoes.
Tasty Lee. We'll leave it on the vine for you.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Hi, 47 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. Michael Harrison, publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm looking at talkers.com, where you can find all the features, the industry news. I would suggest you go there. There's Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, a fascinating romp through the world of conversation, radio, and television. Up Close and Far Out podcast that Michael does, and it's highlighted every week at Talkers, and also upcloseandfarout.com, has a focus on I call him a kid because I can remember when he was a kid.
Yeah.
He used to listen to me. He and I were on the same station. I was doing a morning program. I was part of the Good Day group. One of our affiliates was the station in New Hampshire where he got started. His name is Kevin Miller. He's gone to Boise, Idaho, and has established quite a name for himself there, hasn't he?
He's a hard-working guy, and he's a real salt-of-the-earth kind of guy. He's been on mornings there for about 9 years at 580 KIDO in Boise, Idaho. He really brings a lot to the table. He's a lover of radio and a good fellow. I think people will find it very interesting if they want to know what it's like to be a local morning talk show host.
Right. In a place like Boise, I'm on there, Billings, Montana, places like that, where there is a lot of local interest, but then, you know, by the way, the big issue this week in Billings, I follow what's going on at some of these stations, and it's the drug problems that the Midwest, small towns in the Midwest are having.
Absolutely.
People addicted to heroin.
Terrible.
I mean, it really is, and nobody really talks about it. These people did a whole big expose, and their hosts have been looking into what's going on in the medical community and the law enforcement community in Montana. And really, that's one of those unsung.
Let me tell you, Doug, heroin addiction is not limited to the inner cities and the ghettos.
No.
It is rampant in small town America, in suburban America, and it's an epidemic. Everybody I know knows someone whose kid is on drugs.
Yeah,
it is a serious problem.
Yeah. So would we as an industry be doing a service if there was some way that we could all get together to try to address this, talk about it?
Of course.
What could we do?
Well, we could raise consciousness, raise awareness, give advice on what parents should do, change the culture so that kids are not necessarily vulnerable to it, and more importantly, come up with a public policy to curtail the dissemination and distribution of drugs to our teens.
You got to wonder what's going on at home. Maybe that's part of the discussion. We're not going to have it here because we're out of time, but I just got to wonder what the heck is going on at home that parents and people in the family don't see what's going on with these people.
The answer is not enough parenting.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. So we've become irresponsible parents in many ways, and this is what happens. This is how the soup gets made, if you will. Your children will be a reflection of you. All right, so that's it for now. Michael, thank you. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here at 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, now we continue on the Talk Radio Review. The focus now on the legal aspects of what's going on, items that are on the countdown. And our focus here comes with the courtesy of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who gives his time as a lawyer and a college professor to the items that Talkers Magazine comes up with, the hot hits and what legal aspects there are to these things. I suppose the obvious thing, number two this week, Steve, are the continuing Gorsuch confirmation hearings. He seemed to be mild-mannered, cool, calm, and collected, quite a an appealing character, and he was pretty forthright with things like when he was asked point blank about Roe v. Wade. You could probably interpret it better, but it sounded to me like the law of the land is the law of the land. We're not messing with that.
Yeah, and you know, when they, it's really kind of interesting too, asking a judge to comment on overturning a case. We don't know what the case is going to be, but are you going to overturn it with the new case? And yeah. You expect those questions, and I think what you said, Doug, was it's very impressed with his demeanor and response, and he didn't get testy. He showed a great judicial temperament. You know, he's not necessarily my cup of tea across the board, but that's right. Not really important. He is a qualified jurist. He's an intelligent person, and more than anything else, I think he showed a demeanor that we would like on the court. That's not to say that the Democrats having some leftover angst from the nomination that never went anywhere with Judge Garland won't try and filibuster it, and there it's. So we don't know what will happen. He's going to get in eventually, but it could be nasty.
Yeah, which is too bad and distracting.
And he deserves to get in.
Yeah, I think he'd be fine.
Yeah.
This rape case in Maryland, the high schooler, and all the things that go with that, legally, this is really a horror show. I haven't talked about it much this week because I don't like talking about these things on the air, but from the legal point of view, what the heck is going on?
Well, you have a, you know, I think he's 17 years old, but he's an illegal immigrant. Under the laws as they had been enforced, illegals were allowed to go into the enroll in the schools. He's accused of, he has a presumption of innocence, but that's about as far as it goes.
Yeah.
Of committing
not with many people he doesn't, but yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, was that sufficiently transparent on my part?
Yeah, that was pretty good. I like that. Yeah.
So he, the charges are serious rape charges. It's an awful crime. The question is this an indictment of the entire system regarding immigration or not? And, you know, we don't want to extend this thing too far because, in fact, the statistics do show that the immigrants that have come into this country, and particularly as we've seen South American immigrants, he's from Central America, have committed fewer crimes than we see of kids that age. On the other hand, we've had such a such an odd immigration policy. We have laws in place, and then we tell our law enforcement, you enforce these, you don't enforce others. The lawyer in me says, you know, decide what laws are going to be and enforce those laws. That's the idea of laws. You don't pick and choose which ones you're going to enforce.
Steve runs a website called scamicide.com, written a number of books on scams. There's an ATM scam this week that a lot of people are talking about, kind of frightening, making the rounds in Europe, and one wonders how long it is before it's going to get here. The police in London found a tiny camera in an ATM machine, and the device was hidden just below a cover on the machine so that people could see not only the numbers that were on the card, but what you used for a keypad to get in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this stuff you must have written about or talked about these sorts of things as well.
Yeah, the ATMs, and the ATMs under the regulations in America where they're supposed to switch to pins last October. I haven't been to an ATM yet that has switched to the pin. Some of them actually even use Windows XP software that doesn't get updated anymore. You've got skimmers, you've got cameras taking pictures of people putting in their pins. ATMs have become a real cash cow for many criminals around the world.
Yeah, literally and figuratively. There's also a lot of people complaining about spam texting on your cell phone. Is there a quick way, we only have a few seconds, to address that, to not have it on your...
Yeah, there are some security software that you can install that at least will increase the amount of safety and decrease the amount of spam.
Check out spamicide.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.